Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Here's some tips for maintaining your Trex deck. Occasionally wash it with some soapy water or a pressure cleaner. Trex composite decking is low maintenance and won't fade, splinter or warp. Trex, the world's number one decking brand.
You're listening to Real Adventures with Patrick Dangerfield and Aaron Habgood.
Welcome back to Real Adventures. Let's find out what's biting in your part of the country. We'll start off with New South Wales. And remember, always wear a life jacket. Don't risk your life. Redmond, what do you have for us this morning? It's been some really good billfish being caught, Redmond. Some nice marlin across that eastern seaboard.
Starting the southeast coast from Ulla Dulla down. It's starting, which I won't lie to you. I reckon this year. We missed out a bit last year on the main bite. We did. We only hooked the two fish and lost them. I head there, obviously, on the 25th of February, as we've spoken about, in taking the big 750 up to Burmy, and we're going to travel up and down the coast to where we need to go to get the bite. But it's just starting to shape up really good. The current's starting to do its thing. It is very late. There hasn't been really a January bite.
Yeah.
Hasn't been a February bite. A start of February bite, sorry. So it's going to be late. It could run into April. The way it usually shapes up, it should still happen. It will happen.
Shouldn't we be starting to see some really consistent catches? Like, we just haven't quite seen that.
Just hasn't been the water. And I don't know if the cyclone and all that rubbish, that the tsunami and all that stuff, how much impact that's had. Or is it just a year where it's going to be late? Like, the La Nina effect that we're having, like, I generally don't know. But they're starting to show up. Good news is there's a few people getting fish out of Burmy, fishing in a little bit of tide too. And there's a few fish up higher as well. So it's starting to fire up. And like I said before, it's going to be perfect for when I get up there, I believe. So if you are wanting to get a marlin, I think it's a long weekend, roughly around that 25th to the 5th of March, Pat. So if you do want to get up there and chase a fish, Burmy's a great place because it's not too far to travel out to the fish as a trailable. It's probably the best trailable area, destination you can go to chase marlin around the country. And it's not that. It's only 12 miles, only not far offshore. So you can literally get there and start catching marlin. Marabar, some really good snapper too. Is that how you pronounce it, Pat? Marabar? Some good snapper to 60 centimetres. Caught on squid this week. So that's really exciting. I'm going to save the last one for you. I'm going to sneak one in here. But the Sydney Harbour is having some crazy rat kingfish action at the moment. On size, just on legal, just under, a bit of mixed. Casting those small metals, just little metals into them on the surface, imitating just a small bit of bait, has been working the best. Now, speaking of working the best, a place to stay well clear of is take it away, actually.
Well, the Parramatta River, our good mate and good friend of the show, McGlashan's been doing a bit of reconnaissance along the Parramatta, and it's safe to say that the health of that river system at the moment, Redmond, is pretty crap. He had a fascinating story on his Instagram during the week where there's just dead fish lining all of the banks of the Parramatta, which is terrible to see because it's such a great fishery. And he's talking about people questioning, you know, where can I start to, you know, if I catch a fish, can I eat it? And at the moment, that's a place that you wouldn't go near because the fish, they're big fish, they're small fish, and they're all washing up on the banks of the Parramatta. So it's not great to see. Let's be frank. So it's one of those things that. It's great to go fishing, but we've got to look after our waterways, and quite clearly that's one that's quite polluted at the moment.
We're going to head to South Australia now, and I'm going to ask you where he's fishing again. Is it Victor Harbour, our friend of the show, Ned McHenry, Adelaide footballer?
Yeah, he's been fishing off Victor Harbour, fishing a few Ks off, and it's always got to remember, Redmond, if you are going to fish, whether it's a few kilometres or a few hundred metres, to always be prepared. A life jacket can only save your life if you're wearing it, and hugely important in any body of water.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.